Network presents Eddie Condon's 41st Jazz Concert. Item one of your weekly ration of Americondon music is being barbecued for you right now. That's Johnny Blowers playing drums, Sid Weiss at the bass, and Jess Stacy at the Steinway. The fire plug being manipulated by fireman Senor Caceres, Johnny Pesky on trombone, Muggsy Spanier, our trumpeter. Say, that looks like Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, and the song, Jack Palmer's American classic, I Found a New Baby. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hello out there, soldiers and sailors, marines, wax and waves, all around the world, digging this program through military radio facilities. Before we go any further, here's something really special. Eddie begins his first concert tour in just a few weeks. He'll be in Philadelphia at the Academy of Music, Monday evening, April 2nd. He'll be in Hartford, Connecticut at the Bushnell Memorial Auditorium Monday evening, April 9th. And he'll be in Symphony Hall in Boston for two concerts, one in the afternoon and one in the evening on Sunday, April 15th. Now for today's program note, and it's required reading for the entire class. It's a piece called Eddie, the Americondon Kid, in the current issue of 17. And it's an unusually authoritative report on the special brand of insanity that causes this rash to break out on the Blue Network every Saturday afternoon. Eddie and the gang are really proud to be represented in 17 because we know that means we're okay with Teenage USA. And that's important, mighty important, because these days the young folks here at home have mobilized into a mighty powerful home front army. 17 has had a lot to do with that mobilization. It's helped teenagers organize their own canteens. Canteens that, in addition to providing recreation for young Americans, have helped them put their talents to work on the war. They've salvaged scrap, sold war bonds, raised a lot of money for the war charities, and done 1,001 other important wartime jobs. This 17 story has one big scoop. It's Eddie Condon's own definition of jazz. And I'm going to quote it for you. Quote, "All it is something that when you get a chance to play it with the right posse, it ain't bad." Unquote. Well, everybody seems to think we've got the right posse here today, especially Sheriff Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On several occasions, Walter Winchell has mentioned in his column the fact that he has a favorite record. And the guy that made that record is here with us today, Red McKenzie. Red is going to sing that song that Walter Winchell likes to hear him sing. It's called Just Friends. The background is written by Dick Carey. Are we ready?
We're just friends. Lovers no more. Why, we're just friends. But it's not like before. Just to think of what we've been, and not to kiss again. It seems like we're pretending. Don't say it's the ending of two good friends drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We love, we laugh, and we cry, and suddenly die, and the story ends, and we're just friends, two friends, drifting apart, two friends, and one. We love, we laugh, and we cry, and suddenly love dies, and the story ends, and we're just friends.
Thank you. Say, there's a strange-looking person here. I haven't seen him in an entire week, right to the minute. Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eddie. I just happened to be over next door doing a program over a short wave over the seas, and I knew you were here, so I thought I'd drop in. And I understand, ladies and gentlemen, the next tune features my very good friend, the little giant of jazz, Maxie Kaminsky. It's a tune dedicated, I think we ought to dedicate it this morning, to a very good friend of ours here who happens to be in the studio. The tune is called That's a Plenty. We'd like to dedicate this to, ladies and gentlemen, to Mr. Andy Devine, who is here. Andy, come on over here and say a few words to the folks, will you, Andrew?
Well, hiya, Tommy. I'm really getting hep, gazooed, I don't know. Today, but it's swell to be running around on a bandwagon that's cooking with gas, and let's get to dedicating here. Thanks a lot.
All right, here it is. That's a Plenty with Maxie Comiskey's trumpet dedicated to Andy Devine.
Thank you, Tommy, and thank you, Andy Devine. We'll take two beats on this. By the way, speaking of Maxie, Maxie's fresh-looking today and reminds me of a little remark he made about a week or so ago. I can see he's had a lot of sleep. He's got a little poem that he's composed, and it's titled, Mr. Byrne, You Made the Night Too Short. Thank you, Tommy Dorsey, Andy Devine, and the rest of the boys. There's a fellow here you're going to be told about now. New Orleans seems to be having a musical renaissance. Recently, there has been concerts there presenting some of our greatest musicians. New Orleans has Scoop Kennedy and his National Jazz Foundation to thank for that. After we finished our tour of Eastern Seaboard cities, perhaps we'll accept Scoop's generous invitation to do a concert in New Orleans with our own mob. In the meantime, we're carrying a little bit of New Orleans with us in the person of Sidney Bechet. Today, Sidney's going to play one of the traditional airs of New Orleans, High Society. Take it, Johnny. Well, it's about time to look around for Muggsy Spanier. Let's show you that Muggsy can take it. He's finished recording this morning about 7 o'clock. He's making an album of his own, which we'll hear about soon. And here he is, and he's ready to go, and he's going to play Someday, Sweetheart. 1, 2, 3. Bernie Caceres playing the clarinet. That knows exactly how to sing those Gershwin songs is here today, Miss Lee Wiley. Lee is going to sing The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just made for two, from which I'll never roam.
Thank you, Lee. Fred Robbins?
Yes, Mr. Condon?
Something in some foreign language.
Oh, no, this is in English, and it's about your new concert tour, the first one of which begins in just a couple of weeks. First, Philadelphia, the Academy of Music, Monday evening, April the 2nd. Then, Eddie and the gang will trek up to Hartford, Connecticut, the Bushnell Memorial Auditorium, Monday evening, April 9th. And dear old Boston in Symphony Hall, two concerts, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, on Sunday, April the 15th. I'd like to remind everybody that we'll be right here next week, same time, same blue stations, and same wonderful Americana music. And we're expecting Yank Lawson, Jack Lesberg, Edmund Hall, and Joe Bushkin as special guests. Now the Barefoot Gang's about ready, Eddie, so you can take it away.
All right, Fred, go ahead, Jess. Betty Condon.